Good morning. Welcome to Clay Fellowship Church. Today is our Victory Sunday. Our victory is in Jesus. So I want y'all to say it with me. Our victory is in Jesus. And we love and we praise him this morning. Psalm 68, verse 19. Praise be to the Lord, to God our Savior, who daily bears our burdens. You know, we've been focused on prayer, and oh, how wonderful that our God and our Savior daily bears our burdens. In Philippians 4:19, and my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. He not only hears our burdens, bears our burdens, but he meets us where we are. So that is the God we love and we serve this morning. Brother Fred, would you open us in prayer?
Yes. Let's stand this morning as we go to the Lord in prayer in honor of the name of Jesus. Father, we come to you today, Lord, seeking you. Lord, you ask us to do that. And today we seek your presence. We seek your Holy Spirit to come in a mighty way this morning. Bless our service, Lord. Take us and use us as you see fit. Lord, we offer every prayer, every word, every song, everything we do, Lord, may it be to honor and glorify your Son and our Savior Jesus. Lord, when we leave this morning, let us know beyond a shadow of a doubt that we have been with you. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Y'all can stay standing. We're going to go ahead and sing. Our first worship song this morning is He is Exalted. When I read the first verse of Brother Fred's scripture for his sermon this morning, this song just started playing in my head. 1 Chronicles 29:11, which is one of his verses. Yours, Lord, is the kingdom. You are exalted as head over all. So we are going to sing this morning, He is Exalted.
He is exalted, the King is exalted on high. I will praise Him. He is exalted forever, exalted. And I will praise His name. He is the Lord, forever His truth shall reign. Heaven and earth rejoice in His holy name. He is exalted, the King is exalted on exalted on high. I will praise Him. He is exalted forever, exalted, and I will praise His name. He is the Lord, forever His truth shall reign. Heaven and earth rejoice in His holy name.
Exalted. I'm going to do something we don't normally do. Y'all just walk around for a second and hug each other and greet each other and tell them God loves them. y'all can be seated when you get back to your seats. Well, our announcements this morning, Tuesday morning at 9:30 a.m., our breakfast group meet at the Jacks in Trustville on Different Parkway and Highway 11. Wednesday night Bible study is 6:30 p.m. in the Fellowship Hall. Book of Daniel?
Daniel.
Still Book of Daniel.
Chapter 9.
Chapter 9. On Sundays, our Sunday school is at 10 a.m. and our worship service at 11 here in the Worship Center. Operation Christmas Child. We've got one more week. Next Sunday is Collection Week. And we've already got, I think there's 33 here. Yeah, and I think there's three more in the back, I see. So we may make 40 this year.
Amen.
I have another video for us this morning.
My mother was poor like most people, and being a single mom, she had to work so hard that sometimes she had to leave me home alone. One day, her sister-in-law kidnapped me and sold me to a brothel. I was so terrified and I cried so hard that they tied me to a tree out front. But thank God, there were Cambodian Christian couple came by. They were so kind and care enough that they bought me and took me back to my mother in the same day. They rescued me. Since my mother couldn't provide for me and protect me at the same time, she sent me to live with her brother, his wife, and their five children. When I was around 12 years old, and it was a such Saturday morning that I went to church and for a kid event. And we sang worship song, play some games, and hear the gospel message. And after that, they let the kid lined up and they started to pass the shoebox. And I could not believe that I'm going to receive my very first gift ever. But what stood out to me the most was having my own coloring book and my own colored pencil. I love coloring, and that colored pencil is like a treasure to me. I can clearly see God's hand protecting me. After experiencing God's love, I decided to put my faith in Christ and became very passionate about children ministry. I witnessed the impact of the gospel through the life of the children, not just before they received the shoebox, but during the Greatest Journey Discipleship Program. Today, the children whom I taught are now become serving and teaching other children. Truly, the Great Commission is happening in an action throughout the world, all because just of a simple shoebox gift. Your shoebox that you pack, it's opened my heart to Christ.
Those are the stories I love. It's the personal testimonies of people who grew up and what happened to them because of the shoebox. So that's why I'm passionate about this. Coming up November 30th at 9:30 a.m., we will gather together, those who are interested and able to get the worship center ready for Advent season. Then let's see, coming up for December 8th is the Harvest Sunday to prepare the meals for our food pantry recipients for their Christmas meal. Thank you so much for what all was brought last week and for helping out and be in prayer for those families as they receive those meals. Coming up December 20th on Friday night will be our Christmas party, and that's our church ride Christmas party. Everyone is invited. So instead of doing our Friday night game night, we'll have our Christmas party that night. So that's coming up Friday, December the 20th, 6:30 p.m. in the Fellowship Hall. Cindy has given us some good information in the email. Bring yourself a snack to share, and we will be playing Dirty Santa. And if you know you're new to us and haven't played this, just ask me or Cindy or anybody, and we'll tell you about it. But there's a $10 limit on the gifts, so nothing extravagant, just something for us to be able to play the game with. But just be ready to eat and have a good time and as we fellowship together. Christmas Eve candlelight service on Tuesday, December the 24th at 5:30 p.m. here in the Worship Center. The Love Lady Center hygiene drive that we've been doing all year, we're going to wrap that up at the end of the year. So if you have any items you want to bring, let's get those in before year end. Next year, we will be doing the same, but collecting for three hots and a cot. Cindy has found the list online of the items that they normally need, and that's on the back information table. Upper rooms are also on the back information table for you to pick up and use as a daily devotion. Our emails go out on Fridays with our announcements and our prayer list. If you have anything that we need to add or change, just let Cindy know. You can email clayfellowshipchurch@gmail.com or call and leave a message on the office phone. And if you're not getting those emails, you can do the same to let Cindy know your email address so she can start sending those to you. So I'm going to read some verses from Psalm 18. They're all in Psalm 18, but they're not in order. I'm going to be honest. I'm reading scripture, but I kind of reworked it a little bit. I love you, Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer. My God is my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. As for God, his way is perfect. The Lord's word is flawless. He shields all who take refuge in him. For who is God besides the Lord? And who is the rock except our God? I called to the Lord who is worthy of praise, and I have been saved. The Lord lives. Praise be to my rock. Exalted be my God, my Savior. That is who we pray to. And this morning we are privileged to be able to bless his name, to praise him, to lift him up. So our next hymn is 56 in the hymnal. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. Let's praise him this morning.
I will call upon the gives me strength from day.
Pick some people out at random this morning. Brother Ray, would you come up here and stand in front of our basket? I want you to stand. Jean, would you come up? Jane, would you come up? I want y'all to reach out your hands toward that basket. Today is the close of our 40 days of prayer, and we have these requests down here, and today is Victory Sunday. We're celebrating the fact that Jesus has heard our prayer, and He's going to answer our prayer. Let's bow our heads. Father God, we lift up every prayer, Lord, found in this basket, every need, every person that's mentioned, Lord. Lord, we lift up to You on high today. Lord, hear our prayer today. Answer prayer in Your will, Lord, because we know You know what's best. Thank You, Lord, for being with us, for being near to us as we prayed these 40 days. Lord, as we lifted up to You 3 times a day to call upon Your name, Lord, may we continue that prayer life. May we continue to believe and trust that You will answer our prayers. And prayer changes things. We lift this up, Lord, in the name of Jesus this morning. Amen and amen. Thank y'all today for coming up for me. Today, like I said, we're celebrating Victory Sunday. coming to the conclusion of our 40 days of prayer for God's anointing. Remember those two words, anointing and outpouring? We're claiming victory today. And we're giving thanks to our loving God for hearing our prayers and for answering them. I'm sure some of them have already been answered. But you know, we thank God for what He's done, what He's doing, and what He's going to do in the future. Celebrating today, not just the answered prayer, but celebrating today victory over sin. Victory over Satan. And we have that victory. I'm glad this cross is here this morning, because it's through that cross and that blood that I just sang about that we can have that victory. That blood that shed on Calvary's cross covers our sins. That sacrifice paid our debt for you and me. We're celebrating today our victory in Jesus. Amen. This morning, I'm going to ask you to do two things. Ask you to open your Bible, but also I want you to grab a hymn book and have it in your lap too. First, turn to hymn number 352. What's the name of that hymn? Amen. Well, this morning, you have my outline in front of you. It's not an original idea. I stole it from somebody. The idea of preaching a sermon based on the outline of this hymn. If there's anything we need today, as a world, as a country, as a church, as individual believers, is victory. Amen? We, God's people, the church of the living God, we need to be reminded daily that that victory has already been won. And it's ours for the claiming. It's already been won. In Jesus, we can have victory. In Jesus, we can win that we've already won. We can claim victory over the world. We can claim victory over our lust and our pride. We can claim victory over the addictions of this life. We can claim victory over those obsessions we have of those worldly things. And in Jesus, we can claim victory over Satan today. We can claim victory over all his forces of evil. Folks, listen to me. There's victory in Jesus. Isn't it great to be a winner? We're winners, folks. What does the word victory really mean? Well, victory is defined as the defeating of an enemy. Wow. Now, we may desire victory over the drug lords that are poisoning our young and old in our country today. That's a good thing to want victory over, isn't it? We may desire victory over the terrorism that plagues our world. A good thing to want too. We may claim and desire victory over the violence that is just consuming our neighborhoods, especially right here in Birmingham. Folks, we're up to 140 homicides already this year, just in the city limits of Birmingham. over 200 in Jefferson County alone. Where will it end? Or when will it end, maybe is the better question. But what we need today is not victory over anything. What we need, what you and I need, what this church needs, what the world needs, is victory in Jesus. You get the difference? Now, the biblical definition of victory in Jesus is the defeat of the enemy, Satan, through the power of Jesus Christ. Okay, now you can open your Bibles to 1 Chronicles. The writer of Chronicles tells us in chapter 29, verse 11. I want to call your attention to that verse. 29:11. Where he says, "Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the what? Victory." Amen. Isaiah, look at Isaiah chapter 25. I got a lot of scripture today. I'm sure you won't be able to turn to all of it, but at least these first three or four, read them with me. Chapter 25 of Isaiah, and look down at verse 8. "The Lord God will swallow up death in victory. And the Lord God will wipe away tears from off all faces." Folks, that's a win, isn't it? Now, I couldn't go without reading something from Paul. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Look way down at verse 24. Excuse me, at 54. Not 24. 54. "So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." Amen? Now, I want you to open your hymn book. Verse 1. Listen to what, and read with me what the Lord inspired Mr. Bartlett to write in these words in this hymn. It starts off, "I heard an old story, how the Savior came from glory." Do you remember? Do you remember when you heard, when you first heard the old story? I do. I remember when I heard that story. I remember when my grandfather, my Paul, I called him, used to read to me as a little boy. He'd get that big old Bible, at least I thought it was big, and all those rugged and ragged pages he'd turn that Bible to. And he'd read to me, "In the beginning, God." And tell me the story about creation. He'd read to me about the tragedy about the fall of Adam and Eve. Now, they were kicked out of the garden. You read me about the stories about Noah, about Joseph, about David and Goliath. I love that story. But you know, as I got older, those stories changed. They became a personal experience when I read them for myself. And I realized that there was a lamb slain from the foundation of the world. And he was slain for me in my sin. Yes, I read about a Savior who came down from glory. Amen. 1 John, and we spent a long time in that, didn't we? But let me read another time to you. Chapter 4, verse 9 and 10. That God sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him. He goes on to say, herein is love. Not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Oh, when I think about this, I gotta say, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Oh, do you remember when you first heard the old, old story? I want you to do something. I want you to give God a praise this morning because He saw fit to give you that old, old story. Folks, that's a victory. It's a victory we can claim this morning. I thank God that Jesus was willing to come down from glory so I could be forgiven, so I could be cleansed by His blood. Oh, I thank You, God, for being willing to send Your Son. And He did it, folks, just for you and for me. Then we come to the next words in my outline. How He gave His life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. Oh, that does something to it, doesn't it? If that doesn't start your tractor, you need to change batteries. We know the story. The gospel tells us in Luke's gospel, chapter 23. He says, and when they came to the place which is called Golgotha, there they crucified Him. No. You know, sometimes we misinterpret that. They didn't do anything. He gave Himself. And they said the malefactors, those two criminals on either side of Him, on the right and left of Him. But then Jesus uttered these words, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Then down in chapter 10, Jesus says, I lay down my life for the sheep. We're the sheep. I lay down my life so that I may take it up again. And we know, on that third day, He rose from the dead. Look at the next words. I heard about His groaning of His precious blood's atoning. Mark chapter 15 says, and Jesus cried with a loud voice and gave up the ghost. Matthew said, about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. That's to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Some of those standing around said, oh, he's calling out for Elijah. Then further down in chapter 27, Jesus, when he had cried again, that groaning, with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And then in John's gospel, it tells us about that wasn't good enough. One of the soldiers grabbed a spear and pierced his side. Came out blood and water. The writer of Hebrews says, and almost all things are by the law purged with blood. And without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. The song goes on, then I repented of my sin. And won the victory. When I heard that old, old story. For 12 years of my life, that Sunday night, playing on the piano, just as I am, I repented. And he put his hand out and he touched him. Folks, you weren't supposed to touch lepers. If you had leprosy, you were supposed to walk through the streets and you weren't supposed to come in town much. But you were supposed to cry out, unclean, unclean, so no one would touch you. But Jesus touched him. And he says, I will. I will heal you. Be thou clean. And guess what happened? That old man had skin like a baby's butt. Scripture said, as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed him and he was cleansed. Back in 1 John chapter 1, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from a little bit of our sins. No, from all what? Unrighteousness. And then Mr. Bramlett goes on and says, he made the lame to walk again and caused the blind to see. Oh, so many scriptures I could have chosen here. But what about the blind man that he healed in chapter 8? Came to the town called Bethsaida. Jesus saw this blind man. And the blind man said to him, and he asked him to touch him. He took the blind man by the hand. He led him out of town. And when he had spit on his eyes, he put his hands on him again and asked him if he saw aught. Or could you see? King James words sometimes mislead us, don't they? He looked up and said, I see men like trees walking. Put his hands on him again. Man looked up and he says, I can see every man clearly. You know, Jesus has cured all of us of blindness. You and I were blind before He healed us. Before He opened our eyes to the truth of the gospel. It was spiritual blindness. But folks, because He has given us sight, we can sing these next words. And then I cried, "Dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit." I remember when I asked Him. I asked Him to come into my life. I said, "Lord, I'm a sinner. I'm a young sinner. But I need Your saving grace." David said that the Lord will be near people who have a broken heart. And He'll save those with a contrite spirit. Oh, and then those words of the song, "And somehow Jesus came to me and He brought the victory." Amen. John's gospel says, "But as many as received Him, to them He gave the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name." Wow. Folks, that's victory. That's victory in Jesus. Well, that's not all. He had a third verse. He says, "I heard about a mansion He's built for me in glory." Again, back in John's Gospel, chapter 14, Jesus said, "Let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. And if it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again. And I'll receive you unto myself, that where I am," that's Jesus talking, "there you will be also." Folks, that's a big victory. As they say, that's a big win. And then the song says, "And I heard about those streets of gold beyond the crystal sea." We heard about those back when we were studying Revelation, didn't we? Chapter 21 of Revelation says, "And He carried me away," talking to John, the angel did, "in the Spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and her light was likened to a stone most precious." Sounds like a good place, doesn't it? "Even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. And it had a wall great and high. It had 12 gates, and each gate an angel. And each gate had a name. It was the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel." That wall had 12 foundations. And these were the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. John describing that city that we're going to live in one day. And the walls were like jasper, and the city was pure gold likened to glass. The foundations and the walls were all garnished with all manner of precious stones. The 12 gates were actually 12 pearls. Must have been big oysters, yeah? Every several gates was one pearl. The streets of the city were pure gold, as it were transparent glass. Beautiful. I saw no temple therein. Why do you guess that? For the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple in that city. You don't need to go to the temple to worship. You just need to walk up to the corner and say, "Jesus, how are you today?" The city had no need of sun or moon. Why? Because the glory of God will light that city. And the Lamb of God will be the light of our new world, our new universe, our new heaven and our new earth. But he goes on to say, "And I heard about the angels singing and the old redemption story." Oh, that Lamb that was slain from the foundation of the earth. That's what they were singing about. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Amen. And then he says, "And some sweet day." Oh, I can't wait. Some sweet day, I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, what they're singing about. David said in Psalm 96, he said, "Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord and praise His name. Proclaim His salvation day after day." Then over a couple of Psalms, Psalm 98, he says it again. "Sing to the Lord a new song. For He," listen to that, "for He has done marvelous things." And then John, back in Revelation again, chapter 5, talks about it too. He says, "And they sing a new song, saying, 'You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals.'" You see, they couldn't find anybody, remember? But the angel told John, "Don't worry. We got a Lamb who can open the seals." John goes on to say, "Because you were slain, and with your blood you purchased for God's persons," plural, "for every tribe and language and people and nation." That's that whosoever in John 3:16, folks. You and me. And then that chorus, "Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and He bought me, oh, with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is due Him. He plunged me to victory beneath that cleansing flood." Oh, folks, if you haven't got that victory today, you can have it in Jesus. You've heard the old story. This is a replay of that story again this morning. How Jesus died for your sins. And you can be forgiven today of all your sins. You can be cleansed. You can be healed. today. And you're going to have a home in heaven. In that city, so precious and so beautiful. We're going to sing this entire song now. And think about, I've never preached a sermon like this before that I can remember where I used a song as my outline. But I like it. What a song. What an inspiration. You know, back when I was a Baptist years ago, my first life, Amazing Grace was our national anthem. But Victory in Jesus was our fighting song. In high school, I remember the cheerleaders used to be on the sideline and they'd say, V-I-C-T-R-Y, victory, victory is our cry, you know. Go Tigers, you know. Yeah, I was a Tiger once. Can't believe it, but I was. But I wasn't an Auburn Tiger, okay? I was a West Blockton Tiger. Folks, let's stand. Let's sing together because we have victory today. This is Victory Sunday, and we have victory over Satan, over sin, over this world. Why? Because of Jesus. It's victory in Jesus today. Amen.
Beneath the cleansing blood.
feel good this morning? Yeah. Amen. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. Father, thank you. Thank you for the victory that we can have in you. Oh, go with us today and celebrate with us, Lord, our victory in you today as we go from this place out into the world to shed them a light so they can see you too. Tell them the old, old story that we have loved so long. In Jesus' name I pray this morning. Amen.